Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We have a new subject today, and that is open your eyes. Open your eyes. And the Bible reading is from 2nd book of Kings, chapter 6, verse 15 to 17. It says, "And when the servant of the man of God arose early and went out, there was an army surrounding the city with horses and chariots. And his servant said to him, 'Alas, my master, what shall we do?' So he answered, 'Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them.' And Elijah prayed and said, 'Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see.' And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah." Praise God. Glory to God. There are things that you cannot see. And there are things you don't want to see. And there are things that we are ignorant of. Maybe you look for your house keys. You are searching everywhere. You cannot find it. Everywhere, every corner, every pocket. You ask other people, have you seen my keys? But all the time you had it in your hand and you didn't see it. When a road accident happens, the most frequent excuse is, "I didn't see." When the Russians built up their armies at the border to Ukraine before they entered, the politicians didn't see the reality. Praise the Lord. There is something about seeing. God has given us physical eyes, and God has given us spiritual eyes. We have to open our eyes to see what others cannot see. As Christians, we have the Holy Spirit who helps us to see. He makes things known to us so that we are able to see what we didn't see before. Maybe he wants us to go somewhere. He gives us an address, and if we are faithful and obey what he says, our open eyes are open. We will see why he has sent us. There are things that we should see and understand. Jesus said he came to give sight to the blind. But when the Pharisees questioned him, he gave this answer in John chapter 9, verse 40 to 41. Then some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, "Are we blind also?" Jesus said to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, 'We see,' and therefore your sin remains." Christ came into the world to give sight to those who were spiritually blind. Also, that those who see might be made blind, that those who have a high conceit of themselves, of their own wisdom, might be sealed in their ignorance. Their question, "Are we blind also?" reveals that they didn't understand anything about spiritual things. Jesus was talking to blind people and he was healing them. His words meant that those who see understand the reason of his coming. He came to give physical sight to the blind because He was compassionate. But he also came to give spiritual sight so they could understand the things of God, all the things that pertain to God. They were religious and they obeyed all the laws, but they didn't understand the reason for these laws. He came to die for the sin of people, yet they didn't understand. Isaiah said about Jesus in Isaiah chapter 53, verse 4, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted." This is spiritual blindness, spiritual darkness. He carried our infirmities, but we thought he was killed by God. There are many blind Christians. They do not understand the reason for going to the church. They don't understand why they should read the Bible on a daily basis. It's spiritual blindness if someone thinks reading the Bible on the phone, on the go, is enough. In fact, that means they are not reading at all. The Bible is the Word of God. It's the Word of the Almighty God. It's the Word of God. Do you know who Jehovah is? Don't you have any respect for him? Did he say, "I have no time"? I wonder what your boss is telling you if he asks you to do something and you say, "I have no time." You will be sent on the spot. Yet you think God can wait? God can wait. When it's convenient, I will respond. This only blindness, not only blindness, it's also arrogance. They didn't understand, they don't understand why they should live a holy life. To live a holy life. God said, "Be holy because I am holy." Yet you are not created for anything else but to be holy. If God says, "Be holy," it is a command. It's something that we have to do. Who are you to say holiness is not important? Who are you to say, "I am not blind"? Many Christians live as if they were of this world. But Jesus said, "You cannot love God and you cannot and love the world at the same time." Yet most Western Christians, they love the world, they love distractions. They say, "I have no time to read the Bible. I don't have time to go to the church." But it's simply being blind to spiritual things. Some act as if being Christian was a religion. If I can get merit by doing certain things. They think by going to the church, it gives them some points. They think by living under the law gives them some merit. Every Christian should go to the church, but not to get points. God doesn't love you more just by coming to the church. Attending should make you to serve God and serve one another. May God take away the blindness of those eyes, that they may know, that they may bow and humble themselves and pray. Some ask the same question as the Pharisees ask, "Are we blind also?" The problem is not the blindness, but that they think they see. How many said, it is fine for me. For me, it is all right. For me, it feels right. If you ask him how your soul is, then he says, oh, my soul is good. They are so blind, they do not understand their wretched lives. But now let's go back to our opening verse. The Syrian army, the Syrian enemies, were enemies of Israel. They came to attack the prophet because every time they want to attack, the prophet told the king where the enemy is. So they endeavored to kill the prophet. As the servant got up early in the morning, he saw the enemy surrounding the town. And he was shocked. So often when trouble strikes, we are shocked. Fear causes us to be paralyzed. You're not able to think clearly. You don't move rightly. The servant was struck by fear and shouted to the prophet, what shall we do? Countless times, Jesus said to his disciples, don't fear, have faith. When they were in the boat almost going down in a storm, Jesus was sleeping. The disciples woke him up and said, Lord, don't you care that we are about to drown? He was sleeping while they were fighting for his life, for their lives. And his answer was, oh ye of little faith, why don't you have faith? In the same way, the fiery horses and chariots are surrounding us. As they surrounded Elisha's house, they are surrounding us, protecting us. So we need not worry about anything, just to be still. The Lord is fighting for you. Keep calm. See the deliverance of the Lord. The natural man only sees what is physical. He sees problems. He tries to find physical solutions, a way out. Oh, man of God, what shall we do? The man of God kept calm. And he asked God to open the eyes of the servant. And now he is able to see the protection of God. Too often when something is happening in our lives, we see naturally. We shout. We struggle. We wonder how to get out of this trouble. Most start calling their friends. They're on the phone all the time. Here, this friend and that friend discussing the problem. But discussing the problem doesn't solve the problem. Instead of discussing the problem, they should discuss the solution. Open your eyes and see. Others, they take to alcohol. Some are swallowing pills, but you cannot swallow your problem. Some become workaholics, they work and work and work trying to overcome that problem. You cannot pull yourself out of the miry clay. Oh man of God, what shall we do? Total despair. Yet there is only one thing that you need to do. Open your eyes. When Hagar was in the wilderness, having nothing to drink, she almost despaired. Then God opened her eyes, and she was able to see a well very near. Ask God to open your eyes so that you see the deliverance. The Israelites were hemmed in on all sides. Left and right was wet desert, in front was the sea, and behind them was the enemy army. God divided the Red Sea. They saw no solution, but God divided the Red Sea for them to get out of the trouble. Something that has never happened before. When nothing works, ask God to open your eyes so that you see his deliverance. The fiery horses and chariots were a mighty army of angels. Revelation says there are thousands upon thousands of angels. Jesus said, I could call 12 legions of angels to rescue me. In a legion, there are minimum, probably more than 6,000 soldiers. So 12 legions would be more than 72,000 angels who could come to rescue Jesus if he asked. They are at our disposal. These angels are at our disposal for our rescue. Because it says in the Bible, they are ministering spirits to them who serve God. Also know that the greater one is in you. The greater one than whatever is in this world. You cannot be overcome. You cannot, because you're a victor as long as you submit to Jesus Christ. Further, fight your battles with praise and thanksgiving. When you are overcome by the battle of this life, feeling surrounded by struggles, you need to turn to God, focus on him and not on the problem. Instead of giving in to stress and being overcome by the problems that are surrounding you in all sides, pray instead. When you take a bus to work or a train or a car, you pray. On the way, you pray. When you come home tired from work, you pray. Also, as you do the homework after a long day, you pray. Pray for God to open your eyes to see him working in your life, at work, surrounding you and supporting you in these battles. Pray to God to open your eyes. Praise God for who he is. Just praise him, reminding yourself of his power and of his might. Remind yourself of the miracles we have in the Bible. God is the same God. He's able to do the same things today. Give thanks for all his ways, because he is faithful and he is good. Taking specific note of the ways you've seen him at work, how you have seen him work in your life. Fight the enemies by shifting focus on God. Fight the enemies. Like Elisha's servant, take heart and do not be afraid. Do not panic, but instead open your eyes to see God in your life. Start praising God. Psalm 150 goes like this. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the string instruments and flutes. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Who has breath? All human beings, all animals, and even plants. And it says in the Bible, it has many references of the plants praising God. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praising God is a most important task. When you praise, your problems grow small. Praising thanksgiving shifts your problems. So open your eyes and see the deliverance that comes through praise. Oh, Master, what shall we do? Was a cry of the servant. He didn't see the same thing that the prophet saw. His eyes needed to be opened. May our eyes be opened so that we see the deliverance of God in whatever battle we are fighting. God said to the Israelites in Exodus 14:14, "The Lord will fight for you. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." If you are in Christ and He in you, you know what you have. The Great One is in you, and He will fight your battle. All you need to do is to be quiet, to be still, watch with wonder how God is solving your problems. Amen.